102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Tramiel this morning. Welcome to the Dream Team, my man Mel.
Hey. Thanks for helping a brother out.
Yeah, man. You're going to be seeking the party. You made your mom really mad. So go ahead and tell us why you need us to help you get a pardon this morning.
So I've been foolish in my days, and once upon a time, you know, and trying to help keep bills paid and lights on and things like that, you know, slung some drugs, did some things to make some money. And my mom, I guess, was going through my room. I don't know why she has to go through my room, but, you know, she found the money from some drugs that I sold and a gun. So she put me out and said she wasn't trying to have that in the house, and she was disappointed in me. And, you know, I was out there thinking, like, I'm going to be all right. But I realized, like, I really made a mistake. I want to be with my mom and my little brother. And I hope that she takes me back. And I was hoping y'all could help me with that.
Once again, you felt the need to sell drugs, and you had some money and a gun under your mattress, and your mom found it. Now, you didn't know that she was going through your room.
No, I didn't know that at all. I would have hid it there. I mean, I would have kept it somewhere else. But, you know, the thing I want her to know is, like, maybe it was meant to be. Maybe, you know, for me to learn from the wrong that I did, it had to happen that way. And I'm hoping she could understand, because I've changed and I'm not that same man no more.
Selling drugs at your mom's house, though? And then with your brother living there, too? I mean, I don't know. Don't you think some things are just unforgivable?
I mean, I hope not. We all make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole lot of mistakes that's been made around this country, that's for sure. You know, I love my mom.
Okay.
I love my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Let's look at the big picture.
You could have lost your mom's house. Let something happen, you know? I mean, you're risking, you know, shelter. You're risking a lot putting your family in danger.
You're right.
Sometimes that street life comes home with you, and you got your mom and your brother there, so you're actually putting the whole house in danger.
Mm-mm-mm.
So you do understand that, right?
I mean, I've come to understand that now, because, like, for sure, I done talked to a lot of friends about it, and I wasn't seeing it that way. I thought I was being a bigger man, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to help out with bills, trying to take care of things. You know, my mindset is you do what you got to do. But, you know, I don't want this for the rest of my life anyway. You know, I wasn't thinking about that.
That's what I want to ask. Right. Tell me what happened out there, because since then you realize that the street life is not really what you want to do.
It's rough out there.
So was it a little rougher than what you thought?
Yeah, it's rough. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it is. That's all it is. It's hustle. You know what I'm saying? You sell, and people not trying to treat you with no respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though I'm a good person, I feel like I'm a good person, and I try and put, you know, I try to treat other people I want to be treated. But on the streets, people don't care about you. They're just trying to get what they want to get. And I got to answer to somebody else. It's like, all y'all got to answer to somebody else. And the way that has been going down, that ain't the type of life I want to live.
Now, you left your pharmaceuticals behind now, right? You left that lifestyle behind now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm young enough. I got a license, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So I can drive to work, get to work, find work, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, I need my mom's advice. Like, if she would talk to me, that's my thing. Like, let's talk about it. She put me out. And I guess, like I said, that's, you know, I can't say if I just would have stayed there, I might have given up so early, so easily. I had to learn that the hard way, that this ain't for me. But, you know, I'm open now that I understand what she was trying to say, that she'll take me back. And, like, it's other things I want my mom in my life for. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right, cool. We're going to reach out to your mom, Glory. Get her on the line. We're going to hear her side of the story, and then we're going to see if she's going to make the decision to grant you a pardon this morning, okay?
I appreciate it.
Good morning, Glory. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey. We're doing pretty good. We have a situation we understand that is between you and your son, Tramiel, and we're just here to talk about that today.
Okay. And how did you feel when you found the weapon in your house, the gun underneath his bed? What was your instinct as a mother?
You know what? I was hurt and I was disappointed, because I did not raise my child to, you know, be in that kind of environment, let alone to bring it into my home. So I was hurt and I was disappointed in him as well as myself. I felt like I failed as a mother.
Right. So you was doing exactly like my mom, going in our room when we wasn't there, looking all around in our stuff just to make sure we wasn't getting in no trouble.
Right. My mother's mother did it to her. My mother did it to me. And I do it to mine.
That's a good mom.
I have to.
Glory, what did you tell your younger son, Terrell, when he had to see his brother leave the house?
You know, I was completely honest, and I told him that, you know, his brother was into some things that I did not approve of, and that they were not welcome in my home. And I did not want to expose my younger son to the BS that, you know, my older son was into.
Right.
I couldn't do that.
Are the brothers tight?
They're very tight. And that's what makes me upset, because if he had gone into his brother's room like he always does, and had he found that, you know, it could have been a hashtag. He could have been on the news. I could have been in jail. We don't need that situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. We understand.
So he's out of the house, and we actually have him on this morning. He just wants to say a few words to you, if you would give him a couple of moments of your time. And then we're going to need to see if you can make a decision this morning. How's that?
I'll listen.
Okay. Tramiel, your mom's on. Go ahead, my man.
Ma, like, for real, it hurts me to hear you have to talk and describe me the way that you do. And I know you're speaking from a real place. And I wasn't thinking. I didn't have a clear head. You know, I think being a young man and wanting to make something of myself, like, quick money is helpful money. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the only money, but it's helpful money. And in the process, you know, I'm living at home and trying to be responsible. You know, I thought I'm going to hide the stuff, you know, not having that out in the open, not wanting Terrell to see the stuff, not proud of it, really, to be honest, but thinking like, all right, this is going to get us somewhere. That, am I not thinking so clearly? Yeah, I brought some stuff to the house that wasn't right. And I'm sorry. And I think maybe I had to go through this because it's been hard out here on the streets. And, you know, going from place to place, trying to stay with different folks. In the beginning, I thought, you know, I'm a big man and I can do this. But this life ain't for me, Mom. And I heard what you said. You're right. You didn't raise me like this. I know that there's more to me than this. And I'm sorry. And I'm hoping that you can accept my apology and let me back in the house. And I promise you I've changed.
Glory.
I'm here. And I hear everything that you're saying. But my heart hurts. My heart hurts because I don't know how long you had this in my home, exposing me and your brother to it. I don't know if you're sorry because you see that it's hard out here in these streets. You see me work my behind off to give you guys everything that you want, but you got greedy and you wanted fast money to do what you wanted to do. I pay for your school. I pay for your car. You didn't need anything else. All I asked you to do was to go to school, but that wasn't enough for you. So you went out and tried to do it on your own. So it makes me feel like I failed as a mother. Do you know what that feels like? It's horrible. And I don't know if I want to trust you again. Can I trust you in my home? Can I trust you with my son? I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I love you and you love me. And, like, I don't lie to you. You found what
you
found.
But do you love yourself?
Maybe. I'm learning, you know. If loving myself means turning from, you know, wicked ways and what I was doing wasn't right, maybe I had to go down this so that, God forbid, anything would have happened, and nothing has happened. And so, like, I'm coming to you. Yeah, like I'm saying, I'm being straight up. Yeah, it's hard out here. And I didn't realize how good I had it. And I'm not trying to take advantage of the situation, but I see what you have been trying to prevent me from falling into. And yeah, it's hard. Like, I'm scared. You asked, do I love myself? I'm scared. Like, I'm scared not being a young black man and plenty of us getting killed as it is all the time, like not knowing for sure what my future is going to be like. That's scary. But I tell you what, the difference in going through it with you is a whole lot different than going through it by myself and with these other knuckleheads.
Yeah. All right, Glory, at this time, we just have to ask you to decide if you'd be willing to give him a pardon this morning and see if you guys can work something out where he can return to the household.
You know what? That's my son. I've been given, you know, multiple chances in life. And I know that, you know, he's a good kid, just made some stupid mistakes. I want my son alive. I want my son home. I do.
Okay. Wow. So you're going to grant him a pardon, and he can return home. There you go, Tramiel. Mom says you can come home back to the home.
Come on, Tramiel. It's time to step up, though, man. It's time to step up. You know, don't go back to the old ways.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
And just remember, man, Tramiel, there's a lot, you know, things out there, but ain't nothing worth your family, man. And you shouldn't put your family in danger, especially your little brother Terrell and your mom, for a few bucks. You know, just think about it. It's not smart, man. It's not a good look.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And thank you for the word.
Yep. And we're glad you got your pardon this morning. All right. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
It doesn't
people
always,
out today.
Yeah, it don't always happen, Bay Area. And if you would like to get your situation played out on Beg Your Pardon, go to KBLX.com. Click on the Beg Your Pardon, present your scenario, and you could be like this mom, Glory, and her son, Tramiel, would have parted. It's 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks and R&B.